check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now. What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. You know, we got that pump in at the gym. Now it's time to get our pump in on these drafts, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm excited. I'm excited about this mock draft. It's our first half PPR mock draft that we've done of the season. We've been super flexing it up all year, but it's time for a little change, buddy.
No doubt. No doubt. And you got to keep those muscles flexed. You know, just like if you're in the gym, you're practicing the muscles. You got to be on a draft practicing the brain muscles.
Hey, that's right, buddy. That's right. Guys in the chat are ready, though. So let's go ahead and get this thing bumping. Let's randomizing bumping. As we speak. Ooh, where you at, Trey? Where'd you get?
I got the 8th spot. You got the 5th spot.
I'm always at number 5, bro. Crazy. I don't like it, but let's go. We're drafting. Go. We are drafting.
Kark's got the 1. We'll see how he does with that. Ooh,
Kark's, what you got, buddy?
Took a quarterback.
Ooh, it is half PPR. I mean, I guess, you know, you do your own thing, but maybe, you know, he's used to us doing those super flex. So,
I mean, either way, you know, some people think they should take a quarterback quick.
You're right. CMC. Goes at the 2, obviously, right?
Definitely. If not the 1, the 2.
Absolutely. Let's see. Store, what you got, Store?
Storium.
Don't forget to like this video for us, guys. That stuff helps us out tremendously. Justin Jefferson goes at the 3. Austin Eckler at the 4. And
who will go at the 5?
Oof. I don't know, boy. Okay, why not? Shablink!
Bijan Robinson.
Taking Bijan, man. I mean, Bijan come out on Twitter, says, hey, Arthur Smith is using me in so many different kinds of ways, using them in the flat, using them everywhere. That's what I want, man. That's what I want, especially for half PPR. If this guy's going to be catching balls too, give me some more of that. What do you think?
No doubt. No doubt. Jamar Chase goes after Bijan. Tyreek Hill. Okay, and I'm on the clock.
I love a little mix-up of things here, man. We got wide receivers going off the board. We've got running backs going on off the board. Even a quarterback in the first round.
I got to do it, man. I got to take me cut, man. He's just always there waiting for me.
He is. Tommy popping in. Good evening, my friends. Good evening, Tommy. Hope your mom is doing okay, buddy. No doubt. Thinking about you, my friend. CM popping in. Damn, didn't check the criteria. That's all right, buddy. That's all
exactly.
Right.
You got what? 1 spot? Don't matter, bro. Make this team work.
That's right. I mean, hey, you can make it work, I think. I think you still pull it off.
Definitely.
Michael Baker, what's up, goats? Drafting 6th. Hey, what's up, Michael Baker? What's happening, buddy?
He got the Jamar Chase at the 6th spot. I like it.
Goats. I like that too. Just saying. Bayou Bangle says, hey everyone, hit that like button.
Beep, 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 beep.
You heard Bayou Bangle. That's our boy Bayou Bangle, Fantasy Network. We're gonna get him on one of these drafts eventually, right?
Yeah, we need to. He needs to get out here and show us what's up.
Yes, sir. Bayou, you need to hop on with us, buddy. And leave the race as the draft started at the 1-2. I mean, I guess technically usually we do super flex, though. Our boy was a little off, but that's fine. That's all right. He's gonna make it work. Watch.
No doubt.
And stick around to the end because we're kind of gonna go through these teams and kind of talk about what we think is good and or bad about your team. Travis Kelce at the 1-10.
I'm loving this 1-2 turn. Derrick Henry followed by AJ Brown. I really like that at the 12 spot.
Hey, absolutely. I love Derrick Henry still falling in the first round. That's what I love. A lot of people saying, oh, Derrick Henry just, you know, he doesn't have it anymore, but he still went over 1,500 yards last year, Trey.
No doubt. And I mean, dude's there day one of the OTAs, ready to go. You know, he's so many years in, he don't care. He's still coming to practice. He's not better than these other guys. You know, he's ready to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then Saquon goes, Breece Hall goes. Damn it. I was hoping Breece Hall would come back to me.
No, he will not.
And there goes Amon-Ra. Oh, you took Breece Hall.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't grab you some Amon-Ra. I know how much you love some Amon-Ra, but I like that you're going wide receiver, then running back. Still, you knew you had to get you a guy, right?
If it was full PPR, I would have leaned more towards an Amon-Ra type pick, but with being half PPR, you got to get those strong running backs in there to get you the points, and Breece Hall's that dude.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't hate that at all. I'm on the clock. I don't know, man. I'm thinking about old Najee. What do you think? Najee or Kenneth Walker? I'll go Najee. I think Najee's going to take a step up this year. We saw him at the end of last year start to pick it up, start to get a little bit with Kenny Pickett, start to kind of figure things out together, and I think that they're just going to keep going with that. What do you think about Najee, buddy?
I tend to steer clear of Najee, even though he did beat me in the playoffs 2 years ago. It just scares me with the up and downs that he has. You know, I like more of a Kenneth Walker, but, you know, with that new rookie coming in, it's scary to take Kenneth Walker too. I might even lean more towards ETN at that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought about Kenneth Walker. I did, but, you know, they brought in Charbonnet over there, so that backfield kind of scares me a little bit in Seattle. I'm just not sure what they're doing over there, you know? I don't know if they do.
I'm really liking all these running backs, you know, in the, that are still on the board in the third round. I mean, some of these guys I feel like could be first round potential. I mean, you got guys like Dalvin Cook, Aaron Jones, Mixon. I mean, some of these guys, man, I feel like are going to surprise people this year, especially getting a value in the third round.
I tell you what, Aaron Jones did a lot for me last year. One loss in our super flex league, I had Aaron Jones. He produced for me, and I really think Aaron Jones is going to continue to produce this year, especially with Jordan Love coming in at quarterback. I feel like they're going to lean on the run game a little more. I mean, they did lean on the run game a lot last year when Aaron Rodgers was, you know, not at his best, I could say. But I really think that Aaron Jones, if staying healthy, does have another good year.
And, yeah, man, especially with having to take over from the team with Aaron Rodgers gone, he's going to have to step up, you know, to help that team win games. I know Jordan Love's good, but I mean, he's not Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. And one Aaron left on the team, and I'm going to take him. Tommy says, thank you. Mom had successful surgery last Monday, came back home yesterday. So far, so good. Heck yeah, buddy. I'm glad awesome, to hear that. Tommy. Glad to hear that. And leave the race. Najee's O-line is so much better. Exactly. That's kind of what I'm going for, man. I think I really think Najee's going to do a lot better this year. I know a lot of people were high on him last year, taking him potentially number one in some drafts. He did let you down until towards the end of the season when I'm sure he helped you guys out, you know.
Ooh, I am on the clock.
And CM, hey. Let me take this time to say I appreciate you guys, man. Appreciate you, CM. Heck yeah. Appreciate that. Hey, if you guys are getting, if you're liking this video, go ahead and hit that like button for us. Subscribe to the channel if you are not already. We appreciate that. Big things coming this year, and I think you're going to want to be a part of it.
No doubt, no doubt. I'm going a little bit of a young guns kind of style with this team. I got me some Breece Hall and some Dameon Pierce. You know, get some of those guys that haven't been in the league long but are really showing promise. And I think it would be exciting to have both those guys on one team.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all. Trey, you always seem to hang out in the back ends of the draft boards. What's up with that?
I don't know, but you know what? It's worked out for me. The most of the times I like the team that I get. So, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of pressure with those first couple picks, man. You know, people yeah. really freak out on you with your 1-3 picks, you know.
Yeah, I know. And the number one pick of last year, Jonathan Taylor, which was number one on almost everybody's draft boards, it didn't really pan out. So you really never know, you know, who's going to bust out. I mean, Josh Jacobs, what did he go in the fifth, I think?
Yeah, exactly.
And now look at him jumping up to what? What did he go here? First or second? Where's he at?
Second.
he went in the second. Exactly. Michael Baker says people being low on Bijan is crazy. Like rookie running backs aren't ever good year one.
Yeah. I mean, Bijan, I have a weird feeling this dude's going to take off. I mean, easily could be a top five running back on the season. I think he's definitely a first round value, especially in something like half PPR.
Yeah, absolutely. Like he said on Twitter, I think it was on Twitter. I don't know. Maybe it was during one of the interviews, but he said that Arthur Smith is putting him everywhere, man. He's lining him up in the flat. He's, you know, running the ball. I'm thinking they're going to kind of use him like Cordarrelle Patterson last year, man.
It's very hopeful to see that because, you know, they push Cordarrelle Patterson to his limits and that dude's old. So you put a young rookie in there that really has the bones underneath him and give him that kind of space. I mean, there's no telling. Sky's the limit with this kid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Jahmyr Gibbs at the 3-7. I love that. I love that value right there. I mean, I think he could produce as definitely top 10 running back, don't you think?
Definitely. You know, the situation that he's in, you know, with Detroit, everybody's loving Detroit right now. Everybody wants to see the underdog shine. And he's got a lot of pressure on his back to be good, but I think that he could definitely pull it off. Here in the fourth round, I went ahead and got me some Joey Burr.
You
know what I mean? Just be fresh at QB and not even be worried.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Take my guy. Yeah. Appreciate it. You know, I love me some Joey B. I'm taking D Hop, man. I think D Hop's going to be decent, don't you? D Hop?
Yeah, man. In? I'm excited for D Hop, you know, finally establishing that he's staying on his team. You know, they're going to need him to win games. I mean, a lot of people are talking about how this team is just going to be terrible and the coach is going to be one and done and all these things. But I think, regardless, the worse the team gets, the more they're going to rely on D Hop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. CM says Pierce at the 3-8 is sneaky. I see you, bro.
You know, it was a little bit of a reach, but you know, where we're at in the season right now and the guys that were ahead of him, you know, are a little iffy. And I think Damian Pierce, I think, was a steal last year, and I think you're not gonna be able to steal him this year. I think you're gonna have to take him early if you're gonna want this guy on your team.
What did I get? You were giving me so much crap last year because I wanted to reach for Damian Pierce. You gave me so much crap. And so I waited. You know what I mean? I waited. I didn't reach for him. And then I got him in the fifth, I think, last year.
Yeah. And I don't think you're going to be able to get him in the fifth this year. And with all the upgrades that Houston has, I mean, this team's going to be, you know, I'm not saying they're going to, you know, take off and win the Super Bowl or nothing, but they're going to be contenders for sure this year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
As long as everybody stays healthy.
Yeah, we got to hope for that.
Dalvin Cook at the 4-11. That's all value to me, bro. I understand there's a lot of questions around him, but I just think that a first-round running back going in the fourth round is insane.
Yep. I'm kind of looking a little rough here with the wide receivers, buddy. Might be reaching a little bit on this, but I'm going to go ahead and grab
some
Calvin Ridley. Maybe a little bit of a reach, but if Trevor Lawrence gets it together like we think he's going to, I think Calvin Ridley's going to emerge as the top guy there, right?
I love that pick, man. Calvin Ridley's on my roster this year. I've been looking at him all over the place. Now, it's hard to decide where to take him because he's had a year off. You know, is he going to be the same guy he used to be? He's in a whole new situation. But I have a feeling he's coming back with a vengeance and to prove himself again. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to be a value in all drafts this year.
I agree, and I hope so, because I am looking for this guy. If I can get good value on him, I know Sports Illustrated put out an article that said he is looking elusive on the field, so apparently he's still looking okay. Trey, taking some George Kittle. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, I like that pick if Brock Purdy is the quarterback.
Exactly. I made that pick assuming that Brock Purdy will be the quarterback. Now, obviously, it's, you know, early in the season. We don't know all the answers yet. But looking at it this way, if Brock Purdy's the quarterback, I think George Kittle is going to be a top three tight end guaranteed at the end of the year.
I mean, dude, at he took off last year at the end of the season. He looked like the George Kittle that we knew and loved. And he was having a good time doing it, man. He was just all over the place, bro. I love it.
He was so happy to be back in the spotlight and doing this thing, man.
He's like, finally someone's throwing me the ball. Oh, Kittle. Hockenson goes at the beginning of the fifth round. What do you think about that? I think some Hockenson is it's going to pick up for Hockenson over there, right?
I like Hockenson. I just wonder with, you know, and you know, they did lose Thielen, so that's going to open up some plays for him. I just the division around them is getting so much stronger. I feel like the Vikings are going to have a lot of competition this year. So they might have to rely on Hockenson with the short game. You know, they're not going to be able. I mean, I know they got Jay Jetta, but everyone in the world right now is like, how do we shut down Jay Jetta? Mm-hmm. And they're going to need other options. I mean, that dude can't just carry the whole team on his back the whole season. And if he does, then, you know, hopefully I get to draft him.
I don't think so, buddy. He's going early, man. He's going before Cooper Kupp in almost every draft I've been in.
Yeah, last year that was a big toss-up, too. It was Kupp or Jefferson, which one went off first. And normally they went next to each other. Normally in the eighth or ninth, seventh, you know, seventh, eighth, ninth spot right there is when they went. But it's so crazy, you know, last year I remember, like, you know, the first eight picks were running backs because running backs were so strong. And right now there's so many running backs that people are worried about, and there's not a lot of top contenders, so people are taking these wide receivers.
Yeah, yeah, I see that happening. And obviously that wide receiver heavy thing that everybody's been so big on the last couple of years is working for some people because, I mean, we're still seeing a lot of wide receivers going in the first round, man, first and second, really. What is your thoughts on that, buddy? Are you like that wide receiver heavy thing? I mean, you took Cooper Kupp first, so
it's really just comes down to the board, you know. Yeah. Looking at the board, I'm one of those kind of people. I take the best player on the board, regardless of you know, what things looked at. Now, towards you know, where we're at right now, I got to start kind of figuring out my team. But in the beginning, I just want the best player that's out there.
Yeah,
and that's the way I look at it.
And that's smart. That's the way you should play. It all depends on how things fall for you. And I like it. I like it a lot. I am on the clock. I'm thinking it might be time to take my quarterback. Who's it gonna be? Okay. Trevor Lawrence. T-Law with the stack. Calvin Ridley.
I love it. I love it.
Not too bad. Waited to the sixth to get my quarterback, still managed to grab old Trevor Lawrence, T-Law, with the Calvin Ridley stack. I'm liking the way my team's looking so far, buddy.
Yeah, man, I grabbed me some Mike Williams in the sixth round. I needed some wide receivers. And, you know, Mike Williams, I think Keenan Allen is on the decline. And I think Herbert's on the rise. And I know people have been saying that for years. But this dude, I really think this is his year to shine. I like Justin Herbert a lot. I think he's going to be a top five quarterback in fantasy. And I think Mike Williams is going to be the recipient of most of that work. I know Mike Williams is volatile, but this dude is a great wide receiver. And I think he's going to be great for fantasy.
I like Mike Williams. He stepped up when he needed to step up. And, but he's just, the thing about Mike Williams is the thing that has always scared me about Mike Williams. And that is, he's either going to do really well for you or he's going to do nothing for you. And it seems like every time I've had this guy, it's time to do nothing.
<You're> right. Christian Kirk goes at the 7-3, man. I feel like that's value because, you know, if Ridley isn't who we want him to be, Kirk's going to have to take that role and step up. And Kirk was stepping up at the end of the year last year. And, you know, he's a little older too. But, I mean, this dude, him and Trevor Lawrence have got that connection. They've got that friendship. Calvin Ridley's fairly new to the team. So, depending on how that situation turns out, I think Kirk's a value in the seventh round.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. He was doing really well last year. So, if he keeps it going, I like it. I'm going to go with some Jamal Williams. I'm going to take me some Jamal. Baby.
Get you some hard on your team.
Get a little bit hard over there. You already know. Listen, Jamal Williams, do we know he's going to be the guy, the number one there, or what are they doing?
I mean,
over
as far
there?
As I know, it's Kamara. But, you know, depending on how everything works out with his court and everything like that and how the team looks at it, I mean, I think it's definitely a competition at the moment.
Yeah, and depending on, yeah, like you said, the court cases and all that fun stuff. I think Jamal gets the goal line work most likely, though. Hopefully. Why else would they have grabbed this dude up if they weren't going to use him after
exactly.
Double-digit and touchdown year?
I got me some David Montgomery in case the team decides that Jahmyr Gibbs is not the move, or if he just can't handle the pressure. You know, some of these rookies come in and it doesn't work out. Montgomery is established. We know what he can do. The team is going to rely on him if they can't rely on Gibbs because they know he at least will do something on the field.
And Trey, kind of seems like you took your tight end a little, no, I guess it's not too early. In the fifth round, where do you think half PPR is a good round to grab your tight end?
Man, it really depends on which tight end you're grabbing because, you know, if you're getting – obviously, a Kelce is going in the first round almost every draft this year that I've seen. Last year, you'd be able to pull him off in the two, but this year it's really looking like the first round. Give me 1 second. I'm on the clock here.
CM says the rookie running back in Nola could be a good wire pickup if Kamara gets suspended. Yeah.
Yeah, that's – I can't think of his name right now, but I remember hearing about him.
Yeah, that kind of makes it a little scary with the how it's going to be if it all depends on what happens with Kamara. I really think so, honestly.
Definitely.
And that might be the reason they picked dude up.
But back to the tight ends, you know, depending on the tight end, you know, you've got your strong guys at the top, like your Hockenson's, your Goddard, your Kittle, your Kelce. I don't really put Andrews in that conversation, in my opinion. And then I'm not putting Pitts, maybe Waller is up there, but after those guys, I'm waiting to the end. Like, I mean, I'm just not taking a tight end until we get past there. I'm kind of looking around, seeing where those guys are going, and if those guys are off my board, I'm okay. Tight end is not even in my brain right now.
I waited to the eighth round, managed to grab me Evan Engram as my tight end. You know, if you're not going to get, I think we've said this before, if you're not going to get one of those elite guys, it's always good, I think, to wait to get the tight end because you can get them down there.
And I got me some Treylon Burks in the eighth round because let me tell you something. This dude is about to be WR1 on his team, hopefully with a new quarterback. We'll see how that plays out. But even I think Tannehill is going to get him the ball more because they realize what a asset he is to this team.
Michael Baker says, Bandy, you a little Jacksonville heavy there, buddy. I didn't mean it. Just kind of happened, to be honest with you, man.
That is true.
It is true. It kind of scary now that I look at it, but I do think Jacksonville's going to go off this year. Like we saw them ramp up towards the end of the season. It is a little Jacksonville heavy. I might
just think if you would have took ETN instead of Najee.
Yeah. Good call. Yeah. But hey, Trevor Lawrence throwing to Engram. He's throwing to Calvin Ridley. I'm getting points, hey, half PPR everywhere.
Last year, I made it all the way to the playoffs or to the semifinals with Hurts, Sanders, and Smith. Every week started them. So,
yeah, that is
true. You pick the right team. You got the right trio.
That's right. Do magic. It's all about, you know, who you got off those teams. Gabriel Davis. Fallen, my how the mighty have fallen down. Gabriel Davis, I was so excited about him last year, and dude, just he kind of dudded out. I mean, he would have his I'm on the clock. He would have his games where he did really well, and then I missed it. Who'd I get?
Who did you get?
Jameson Williams,
Detroit. suspended for 6 games, but hey, you know, maybe it's worth the reach.
Oh God, I was talking. It's not fair. Can I get a redo? Well, you got to pay attention, I guess. There, I mean, but when he comes back from those 6 games, no, I'm just kidding.
You know, they said that last year, and he did have a couple big games, but it wasn't really big for fantasy. It was more big for the team. I still think this dude's going to be a great receiver if he can get on the field.
Yeah, you know, that's funny. They are actually researching a lot more of this betting stuff going on in the NFL, so we might see a couple more players fall to that stuff. Trey.
Got me some Brandon Cooks way down in the ninth round.
That's right where my finger was trying to push before it auto-drafted for me, dude.
Oh, must be nice.
In the words of Alan from the movie Hangover, I fudged up, guys. I feel like I'm drafting from behind. Talking about getting old Jalen in the first round, I guess, kind of messed him up. Let's take a look over at his team, though. Garrett Wilson, Devonta Smith, D. Swift. Yeah, it's looking a little rough. It is. That threw you off a little bit, but it's hard, man. You take a quarterback in the first round, and you got to wait a whole another 24 moves before it gets back to you. Yeah. Trey's on the clock.
Rashad Give me some Penny.
Penny. Oh, Penny. He's Philly now, ain't he?
He is in Philly now.
Is he going to get some work in Philly, Trey?
Well, you know, it's a bench spot, and if he does get work, I'm going to have him. So, and I think Penny has the ability to be the number one running back for the team. It's just if the team agrees with that, I won't know yet.
Yeah, we won't. Patriot Sports Radio. Let's go, Trey. What about me? What about your boy?
What's good?
Patriot Sports Radio. Love those guys over there, guys. Subscribe to those guys because they got some hot takes and some good stuff going on over there. Oh, Chris, our homeboy over there.
No doubt.
I need to pay attention, bro. Crap. I'm on the clock again.
10 seconds, dog.
All right. That's all right. I'll make it work. I'm feeling it.
Okay. Feeling it up.
Oh, Patriot Sports Radio says, I love the penny pick. Hey. Oh, penny pick and Trey over there.
Dalton Schultz going in the 10th round, man. I feel like Dalton Schultz might be the tight end I look at this year because if you can get him in the 10th round, I really feel like him on Houston is going to be a target machine. I mean, C.J. Stroud's going to come in. You know, he's going to feel some pressure. And then you got your little tight end you can just scoot out to, and Dalton Schultz is going to catch the ball. I mean, he's a monster. He's a beast. We saw him at what he did at Dallas whenever they actually looked at him. And I think that Houston's the best spot he could have landed.
For sure. I'm really surprised Antonio Gibson is still on the board in the 11th round. That's insane, right?
It is insane. I mean, this dude, you know, he actually came back and showed us that he could do a little something else last year, but there were so many questions. I mean, the team literally said, we're not putting this guy on the field, and then they put this dude on the field.
Yeah. I shouldn't have said nothing. I should have waited because I really wanted Antonio Gibson because he goes right before I need him. What about old Mostert? Old ketchup and Mostert. I like Mostert, man.
I like Mostert too.
We got a question, Michael Baker. How are we feeling with James Conner this year? Without Kyle, I think they have to rely on the run game a little more than usual for the Cardinals. What do you think, buddy?
1 second, I'm on the clock here.
You're always on the clock. James Conner, Cardinals, they got a different head coach this year. What do you think, buddy?
I mean, I definitely think they're going to have to rely on the run because I think this team's going to struggle all year. I think a lot of their run is going to be relied on being blown out and just, you know, running the clock down because they're tired of getting destroyed. Kyler Murray, I feel like, is just not the man, you know, that everybody wants him to be. And I think James Conner is a great piece. And I think this new coach is definitely going to lean towards his running backs because him and Kyler, I feel like, aren't going to have the best relationship. I mean, maybe, who knows, you know, this guy can be different than the last guy, but it's just, I don't know. Kyler's hard to get along with anybody.
Yeah, I don't know, man. James Conner really seemed to start breaking down a little bit. The year before last, he was a touchdown monster. Last year, not so much. I know there was injury going on over there, but I'm not super excited about James Conner. I mean, if he's there late, I'll take him and just kind of hope he does well. But I'm not really feeling James Conner as much this year, to be honest.
Let's see where he went in this draft. Find that out for me. I'm on the clock.
All right, do your thing. Let's see. Where did homeboy go?
I'll take Jerick McKinnon in the 12th round.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. I'm on the clock. Your turn. Now you got to find it.
Okay.
Wow, McKinnon in the 12th, bro.
Yes, sir.
I really...
James Conner, 4-7. I mean, he went... Let's see. Joe Mixon was taken, and then James Conner, and then Dobbins, Sanders, and Dalvin Cook. I probably would want Sanders, and depending on Cook's situation, Cook, but I would want Conner over Dobbins and probably DeAndre Swift as well.
Yeah, I don't hate that. Let's see. I still can't believe you got McKinnon in the 12th round, dude. I know that The Kansas City Chiefs, it's kind of hard. They're kind of play whichever running back, you know, is going to do better. They think that game. But McKinnon, I think in a flex spot even, is going to do amazing for you.
No doubt. And if you look towards the end of the year last year, McKinnon, almost every single game, got an 80-yard bomb. I mean, this dude was just he would go from zero fantasy points to 25. And you were like, oh, well, it's inconsistent because it's one or two plays. But it happened every week.
Mm-hmm. I won a lot of money on that stuff, my friend.
I think you missed
McKinnon.
A comment from Patriot Sports Radio about Rodgers in New York.
Oh, there it is. Go ahead.
Said, what about Rodgers in New York? My head's in baseball and the NHL playoffs. This is going to be such a fun NFL season. And if you, we talked about it on our last show, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be amazing at the Jets. I'm really excited to see what he's going to do. He has to prove himself. I mean, this is it. You know, this is everything has failed the way he's wanted it to. So if he doesn't prove himself this time, then it was all on him.
Hopefully you're right about Aaron Rodgers in New York. It's scary to me only because of how he played last year, but maybe he's got a little chip on his shoulder and he's like, screw the Packers. I'm going to go out there and kill it. I mean, he's got a lot of young players, which scares me because, you know, Aaron Rodgers and young players don't always go together, but I mean, I might take Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback for fantasy just because I think he's got a bone to pick with the whole organization. You know what I mean?
What's Alan Lazard and what's the other guy that he got over there from?
Randall Cobb, Cobby, his homeboy.
That's what I feel like is going to be his downfall if he only gives the ball to Cobb and Lazard, because we've already seen that. That's what they did in Green Bay. this is a new team. He needs to learn how to spread the ball around a little more. You know, look at these younger guys. I know they're rookies and, you know, or second years or whatever, but, you know, these guys can play football just as good, if not better, than some of these older guys. And I think he's going to need that. And also, I love the Breece Hall connection, is like, because I can compare Breece Hall almost to like an Aaron Jones. Mm. I think they both have kind of a similar play style. And I like that Aaron Rodgers is going to have that connection with a younger Aaron Jones.
That's what I was just thinking, younger to boot. DJ Chark at the 14-1. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Zay Jones, Trey, you're on the clock, buddy. Don't forget it's the defense and your kickers.
Oh, yeah,
I got to
get my kicker and my defense, baby. Same kicker every week. It's Young Way. Cool.
Yeah, cool over there, man. Yeah. He was my kicker for a while, but I don't know. He seems like he's kind of fallen off a little bit. So I kind of lean away from cool as much as I used to. Hey, that rhymed. let's see. Leave the Race says a younger Aaron Jones with no knee.
Very possible. It's very possible, but I'm a believer in Breece Hall getting a full recovery and coming back with a vengeance.
Hopefully. Heather, what up, peeps? What up, Heather? Hit that like button for us. Appreciate you. Drafting again on Friday, guys? CM says, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We will see.
You know, maybe we'll talk about it. We'll see what happens. We will let you know if we do, though, buddy, for sure.
Definitely.
We are going down. Got my kicker. Now I got to get a defense. I'll go Ravens. Why not? I like the Ravens this year, and I don't like that I like the Ravens this year, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's all you, bud.
Yeah. Albert popping in. Sup, fellas. Albert, what's up, buddy? Hey, I've been meaning to tell you, bro. Yo, send me an email, fourthandflex@gmail.com, with a picture of you holding the Aaron Jones jersey, buddy. I forgot to let you know about that. Appreciate you.
Definitely. Let us get that.
That's our dude, Albert. And guys, don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. You could be like Albert, win you a signed jersey, signed football, signed pylon. I don't know, anything signed. You could win it just by being a subscriber and commenting on videos. That's all you have to do. Leave the Race says, I'm the 1-2 spot. All right. Well, then we'll be talking about you soon. Hey, we're done. Draft complete. The draft is complete. Guys, this episode of the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped.
Yes, sir, guys. Manscaped. Let me tell you something about these guys, okay? First of all, if you didn't know, you should already know. Father's Day is around the corner, okay? If you have not got your dad a gift, and I know if you're like me and everybody else, you sit there and you're like, what can I get my dad? You know, my dad, I feel like my dad has everything. Well, let me tell you what my dad doesn't have at the moment, and that's Manscaped. So check this out. Manscaped, you get the best grooming for your dad. You know, you get to even, he gets a box that says "We Save Balls" on it. You know what I mean? You know, that's a joke in itself. You love a good dad joke. I'm sure your dad does. Go on there, manscaped.com. Use our promo code SUPERFLEX20, and you're going to even save a little money, about 20% to be exact. Mm-hmm. And you can get your dad a Father's Day gift. You don't have to worry about looking, hunting, finding. It's right there waiting for you, prepackaged with a nice set of balls on it.
A very nice set, if I do say so myself. Guys, I think your dad is really going to like the Beard Hedger Pro. If your dad's like my dad, he's probably tired of fumbling around with different heads for their beard trimmer. Look, this thing, you got the wheel on there. You just get it at the length that you like it and go to town. Guys, like Trey said, go to manscaped.com, use promo code SUPERFLEX20, and I believe your dad's balls will thank you.
Hey.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. But let's get back into it, buddy. Let's get back into it. I'll get him a card, says Leave the Race.
A Manscaped car.
Yay. Hey, they even got chapstick, man. Just saying.
No
just saying.
Doubt.
Michael Baker says, not my favorite team of all the last three drafts, but I'll rock with it.
Hey, it's half PPR. You know, where it's a little different. We're switching up, and it's our first half PPR of the season. I probably won't like my team as much as I will later in the year, but that's why we do this so early, is to look and see what's going to happen, where people are going to fall, so we can get better.
Exactly, and that is exactly how you get better, Trey, by mock drafting and no seeing doubt. Where people fall, seeing where people go, seeing what kind of value you think you can get. And as time progresses and we get closer to the season, things may be a little different, but you're going to know exactly what's going on in people's heads.
And also who you take in panic mode. You know, when you're not sure who to grab and you got a couple seconds left on the clock and you're panicking and you grab somebody, maybe your gut's telling you that's your dude.
CM says, I'm kicking myself. He knows he's coming up first too. He knows it. He knows it. Let's go through here, kind of review these teams, see what we like and not like about them, Trey. Started it off with Jalen Hurts. Now, like I said, he's used to us doing the super flex mock drafts, and I'm pretty sure that's what he thought. It was super flex mock draft. So he kind of hurt himself there, but the Jalen Hurts at the number one comes back around. Garrett Wilson seems to be the best I think he could find going on there. Devonta Smith, Juju, Alan Lazard, a lot of twos and threes on the team wide receiver wise. Running back room is kind of a mess as well. That really messed you up there, buddy. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely starting with the Jalen Hurts pick, it kind of threw you off your game. But, you know, the Garrett Wilson, Devonta Smith, I don't hate those picks. I think I would have leaned more towards a Jalen Waddle in that situation, top 10 receiver last year. And then the running backs do get a little bit away from you. Maybe Charbonnet goes crazy, but it's a risky pick with DeAndre Swift and Piran, who should be kind of in a split. Yeah, it's a tough look, but hey, better luck next time, big dog.
Yeah, I do like T.J. Hawkinson. I think he's going to.
Yeah, we did
for
talk
you.
About that. I think that's a good pick in the fifth round there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's keep it rolling, buddy. Let's go to C. Pine. That's the one who said he's at the one too, right?
Mm-hmm.
My team is gross. That's Leave the Race. His team's gross. Let's check it out. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey, Travis Etienne, Dalvin Cook, Cam Akers. I love the running backs. I'll tell you that. I love the running backs. Other than, you know, old Cam Akers, I'm not a big Cam Akers guy.
But number four on the board, if he does anything with the Rams, that's just free real estate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see. His wide receivers got some Godwin, some Tony. Michael Thomas in the ninth round, I think, is really good. If he stays healthy, I mean, you're looking at the, Offensive Player of the Year in 2019. I know that was a few years back, and this guy's been in and out, but Michael Thomas might be a good grab in the ninth round.
Yeah, Jalen Waddle, Chris Godwin, I like both of those two receivers a lot. Kadarius Toney, I feel like, is risky, but at the same time, he was stepping up for the team in the playoffs last year, so they might use him a lot more. And as your third wide receiver, you know, you can kind of get versatile with the waiver wire there. I like this team a lot. Got Dalton Kincaid as your tight end in the late rounds. I like that a lot. I think this dude's going to really produce for this team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually like this team a lot. The only thing I would say that I don't like about this team is the quarterback. And, you know, for fantasy, I mean, he did do well, so I understand the pick completely. I'm just not a fan of Justin Fields.
I know you're not. I know you're not. But Justin Fields did me great last year. I think Justin Fields is a good pick. I think he's going to do nothing but go up from here. Another year removed from Matt Nagy over there. I like Justin Fields. I think that's a good pick. I like this Jonathan Mingo in the 13th round, man. I really like that. If Bryce Young is the guy and isn't too small, you know, to be on the field, which I think he'll figure it out. I think Mingo gets work, and I think that is great value.
I definitely think this is a playoff worthy team, especially half PPR.
Mm-hmm. And he said his team is gross, so I don't hate it.
Yeah, it's sick, bro.
Yeah, sick. Yeah. Let's keep it going. What's that? Stormy, let's go. Go ahead, Trey. I'll let you kick it off.
Starting off, he got the Jay Jetta, Justin Jefferson, Tony Pollard, Patrick Mahomes, Miles Sanders, Rashad White. Let's take a look first at his running backs. Tony Pollard, Miles Sanders, Rashad White. I actually like that combination. I think that's a sneaky combination for running backs this year. Miles Sanders is going to be the running back in Carolina. If they work him anyway, like they did Christian McCaffrey, he's going to get a lot of work. Tony Pollard taking over with Zeke gone, I think is going to be insane for fantasy. And Rashad White taking over for Fournette, wherever it happens with him. So you got a lot of new guys stepping into new roles, and they have to step up, and I like it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know I am not a Miles Sanders fan, but I really think Miles Sanders goes to Carolina because he wants to have something he's never had before, and that is a backfield that is his. You know what I mean? He's been in Philly. It's been three-man split, two-man split, however many men are there. Hey, you're the kicker, you want to run the ball? Go for it, buddy. You know,
right.
You know how the Eagles are. So I really like him stepping up and being the guy, and I like Miles Sanders right there at the four, too. I think that's a good spot, don't you?
No doubt. Looking at your wide receivers, you know, you got Justin Jefferson, Christian Kirk, Jahan Dotson, Gabe Davis. Obviously, Justin Jefferson is a great pick. That dude's going to be amazing, you know, top one or two receiver this year, most likely. Christian Kirk, like I said, when I seen that pick, you know, if Calvin Ridley doesn't do what everybody wants him to do, this dude's going to really step up for his team. I know he's going to be relevant. And Jahan Dotson, I really like this year. I think Jahan Dotson has a step up. I mean, that dude showed amazing talent last year whenever they gave him the chance. And if this team wants to do anything, you know, Washington, I feel like, is one of my least favorite teams in the league just because they're pretty boring to watch most of the time. But Jahan Dotson, I really think, is a great pick there for them, especially for your third wide receiver. And obviously Gabe Davis, in case he happens to turn it around and do something crazy again, it was worth a look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I like Justin Jefferson. I like Christian Kirk. The Jahan Dotson and Gabe Davis is a little scary, but just because they're not consistent producers, and you know what we love in fantasy football, and that is consistency.
No doubt.
Leave the Race says, don't forget Chase Brown is on the Bucks. Can't forget that. Can't forget the guy. Guy is a three down back for them. I love it. I hope he tears it up. That's great for Rashad. I think Rashad gets out, catches the balls. Chase Brown gets in there and just pushes us home. I love it. I love it. As a Tampa Bay fan, I like that because I don't know if Rashad White is ready to be the main guy there, but you know, I think a nice split backfield would be good there, at least for my team, not necessarily for fantasy football. But Michael Baker says, not liking Pollard in the second, needs a split backfield to be effective. I like to think that Tony Pollard is hearing all this stuff about him not having the gas, not having the juice to be the guy. And I like to think that he's maybe working on his conditioning now. I don't know for sure. I don't know that, but I like to think that's what he's doing there. And maybe it's good. Who knows?
Yeah, definitely. Tony Pollard, I know he's had some trouble with his conditioning, you know, and this team probably won't give him all of the work regardless. But I think he's going to get more work than he got last year. And he already produced for fantasy last year with Zeke. So I think it's a good pick. Maybe, you know, with being in the second, looking at the people that went after him, I'd probably take an ETN or maybe an Aaron Jones. But other than that, like, I like Tony Pollard with the running backs that were left.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Zach popping in. What is up? Sorry for being late. What did I miss? You missed all that, buddy. All that. You missed all of it. Zach, pop over to YouTube, buddy. Like the video for us. Appreciate you. But yeah, all together, what do you think? Solid team or what?
I mean, yeah, definitely solid team. I think this team starts out very strong. Depending on how they work the waiver wire, I think this team could easily get to the playoffs.
He's got old Patty Mahomes there, you know.
There you definitely go, leading the pack.
That's right. That's right.
Leading the pack.
Let's move on to Raw Dog 56. Oof. We're all dogging it for 56 times. No. let's start with the running backs. Austin Eckler, Ramondre Stevenson, J.K. Dobbins. I'm hearing a lot of good things about J.K. Dobbins coming out. We know he's 2 years removed from the ACL tear. So they say that's when they really start hitting, you know, where they were supposed to be. And this guy was running over 100 yards when he was still hurt, you know. So, I'm just saying, J.K. Dobbins is a good grab in the fourth.
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins does scare me a little bit just with Lamar Jackson being the quarterback on the team. You know, this dude's going to take some yards from him, and they've known to work in some other running backs here and there. If J.K. Dobbins can step up and be the player that I know he is, I would be exciting for him, but I haven't seen that yet, and that scares me.
Mm-hmm. Zach says, I graduated this Friday. So excited. Can't wait. Yes, sir. Congratulations, buddy. Love ya.
Congrats. Let's look at the wide receivers here. He got him some Davante Adams, some Mike Evans, some Quentin Johnson, who I like, and Elijah Moore. You know, going to the Browns, who knows what's going to happen with Elijah Moore. But in the ninth round, you know, it's a risk worth taking. Mm-hmm. And like I said, getting Dalton Schultz in the 10th round, I think, was a great pick. It looks like he was on auto after that, so he got Cole Kmet. Obviously that's a waiver flip to me, because I think Dalton Schultz is going to be your tight end pretty much all year, that all you're going to need.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, when I was drafting at the 8-8, it was Evan Engram or Dalton Schultz. I almost took Dalton Schultz over Evan Engram. I really think he's going to step it up. We know he can produce. They got CJ Stroud in there. I think Dalton Schultz has a great year. But like I said, I almost took him at the 8-8. So he fell back down to the 10th. So just saying, don't hate it.
I just want to point out real quick that Bandy took Bryce Young over Kyler Murray. That says something.
Oh, yeah? What does that say?
That says Kyler Murray probably isn't the dude this year.
He might be. I don't know, but I don't know if I have the cojones to find out. But altogether, I like this. I like Raw Dog's team pretty decent, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. Running backs are solid. Wide receivers are solid. This is a... really, honestly, if I could grade this team right now without anything, it's a very solid B team to me, is the way I look at it. It's like, you know, a little bit above the pack, but not too much risks here. So I like this kind of team to start off with a good solid foundation and move your way towards some waiver wire ads.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Facebook user says, Josh? Yes. Who are you, Facebook user? let's go to the next team, the best team, maybe. I don't know.
All right, let's see. The Jacksonville Jaguars team, we've got Bijan Robinson, Najee Harris, Aaron Jones, and Jamal Williams, and Raheem Mostert for the running backs. I really like the running backs here. Obviously, Bijan Robinson, you know, who knows exactly, but everybody thinks this dude's going to shine. Hopefully, he does. First-round pick, he better. Aaron Jones in the third, I really like that pick. I think some of these running backs are falling because these other running backs are stepping up. Mm-hmm. But I like some of these later running backs for value in fantasy this year. Looking at the receivers, you got some DeAndre Hopkins, some Calvin Ridley, some Jameson Williams.
That was auto draft, bro. That was auto draft. Don't hate.
But hey, cleaned it back up with an Adam Thielen pick there, and even got some Odell just in case down there. I like that. I like that. DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley have both been wide receiver ones in their life. So having two, you know, top 10 wide receivers as your potential at your starters. I like it. Followed by the stack with Trevor Lawrence with Ridley. I like that a lot. I've already said Trevor Lawrence is that quarterback that's going to be in the later rounds. That's probably going to compete in the top 10 this year without a doubt. And then Evan Engram at tight end. I've already talked about how much I like him. All around a solid team. Even got you some Bryce Young just in case that dude goes crazy. So I don't hate this team at all. I definitely would dig this team, especially in a half PPR. Grabbing running back, running back, running back, 1, 2, 3. I love it.
Give me them RBs, baby. Hi, Haley.
What up, girl?
All right, moving on. Jamar Chase, Josh Jacobs, Chris Olave, James Conner, Christian Watson, Brian Robinson. I love Zay Flowers pick. I love it. What'd you say?
Brian Robinson, the man that got shot and came back to the NFL.
I mean, you know, he didn't really push the ball as much as I'd liked him to last year, but dude got shot. I can't even hate on him. You know, a year removed from being shot, I mean, maybe he, you know, is a lot better. I think, you know, a lot of people liked what they saw in Brian Robinson. I watched him on the field. It just didn't look amazing to me, which is why he's, you know, in the sixth round being picked as a running back. But, I mean, I think he'll probably be a little better this year. I love Christian Watson, the wide receiver in Green Bay with Jordan Love. We saw Jordan Love come in for a game and just bomb the ball to Christian Watson. And that's the stuff I want to see, buddy.
No doubt. I think this team is actually a sneaky great team. Wide receivers, Jamar Chase, Olave, and Watson. I love that stack right there. That is a beautiful wide receiver stack, in my opinion. Along with Josh Jacobs, James Conner, Brian Robinson, Elijah Mitchell. This guy went wide receiver, running back, wide receiver, running back, wide receiver, running back. And I kind of like the way it played out.
I know. I was just thinking that.
Josh Jacobs and James Conner both, I think, have the potential to be amazing. Now, whether that happens or not, we'll have to see. But I like the taking the risk on those guys. And then even got you some Zay Flowers down there who we're both big on. Yeah, I like this team a lot. You know, the Michael Mayer tied in, I'd probably would have waited. If I was going to take Michael Mayer, you probably could have got him a little bit later. Derek Carr is your quarterback in the 12th round and got some Jordan Love just in case that stack does go crazy. So I like this team a lot.
Dang, Derek Carr in the 12th round. I don't hate that at all.
Right.
Michael Baker says Robinson got shot in the legs, his biggest weapons. Dude has heart and dedication. I mean, can't argue with that.
No doubt.
Let's keep it moving. Let's go to the next one. You guys, I don't want to read. I don't
Uno
know.
Uno Gas.
Uno Gas. Okay. Okay. All right. Love the starting off here. Tyreek Hill, Amon-Ra, St. Brown. Then grabbing Jahmyr Gibbs in the third round, rounding it off with Lamar Jackson. Alexander Mattinson's going to most likely be the guy in Minnesota. You get him in the sixth round. Okay. And then, you know, quarterbacks Lamar and then Anthony Richardson in case he goes off. So looking good, buddy.
Yeah, I don't hate this team. You know, he got some Lamar Jackson and Justin Tucker stack there. Interesting. Maybe a Ravens fan. But, you know, starting off with Tyreek Hill and Amon-Ra St. Brown, I mean, that's super strong. I think even more so in like in a full PPR, I think that is an amazing one too. In a half PPR, I think it's a little less impactful. But I do like it. The Jahmyr Gibbs, I like Jahmyr Gibbs a lot, but it does scare me, you know, with not knowing and him being my first running back off the board. And then going Alexander Mattinson, also not knowing how that situation is going to look. And then A.J. Dillon, who's going to be behind Jones most likely, Cook, who's going to be behind someone most likely. So the running back room does scare me a lot, but the wide receiver room, I think, is stacked. Legit. And, you know, Lamar Jackson's supposed to, you know, step up and go crazy. So whatever. Do you think?
6,000 yards, right? Lamar's going to throw for 6,000 yards. And you're hating on Mark Andrews, so I don't know. I think Mark
Andrews. I'm hating on the Ravens, bro.
I know, but you were hating on the Eagles last year.
In the offseason, you're right, I was. And then I drafted all of them, babies.
Well, I hope that history doesn't repeat itself. You know what I mean?
I don't see that happening. Honestly, if Lamar Jackson is my quarterback on my team this year, I would be more surprised than anyone else on the board.
I guess we'll find out, buddy. If he falls and he's the only one there, you're going to have to take him.
It's fantasy football, baby. You got to do what you got to do.
Let's go to the next team. This is Trey's team.
The greatest team.
Starting it off with Breece Hall, Damian Pierce. I love you going running back, buddy. Get in there with some jabs. Running back, running back. I love that. I like Breece Hall. I think he's going to be great. Damian Pierce, you already know how I feel about this guy. I'm a little worried about his production. I mean, they got Singletary there, and maybe they want to do a split backfield, or maybe they just want to, have a backup for Damian Pierce. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but I still love some Damian Pierce. I think he's going to do great. You know I love the quarterback, Joe Burrow. Got George Kittle. Again, that's a, dude is their quarterback, George Kittle, I love it. I love that. Mike Williams, I don't love that. I like Cooper Kupp as your wide receivers. I like Brandon Cook in the 9th round. I think that's value. If Treylon Burks steps up, I think your wide receiver room will be fine. But the Mike Williams, Treylon Burks, it scares me a little bit, you know?
And don't forget about Tyler Boyd down there for the possible stack in case he decides to levitate to wide receiver 2.
Which is possible. However, Jerick McKinnon in the 12th round is amazing value. I love that. There's people taking him in the 4th and 5th, bro.
And I reached for him on the draft board.
Insane.
I scrolled down. Wow. And I was like, Jerick McKinnon.
Zach says Joey you already know, buddy. You already know.
And one thing I want to say real quick about Damian Pierce, I agree with what you're saying that it could potentially be a split. I think Damian Pierce doesn't care what they want. He's going to prove himself that he wants the ball, and he's going to get out there and run downfield head first.
And you're probably right. I mean, honestly, I mean, the guy's good. He was great on a crappy team last year. So, I mean, he produced for me in fantasy on a crappy team. So, I mean, I like it. I'm going Damian Pierce too. Altogether, I think your team is pretty decent. I think your running backs will hopefully carry you, and your quarterback and maybe your tight end. It's not a very you team.
Exactly. I wanted to step a little bit outside of my comfort zone. You know, normally I like to take those older running backs that are proven. Mm-hmm. Still got me some Cup, because Cup be doing Cup things. had to step around and look, see what it would look like. And honestly, this team, it's a scary team for me at first glance, but this team has the potential, I think, to be really great.
100%. 100%. I like it. Let's keep going to old Coach Hugh Jackson, first guy in the draft, in the draft room today. Coach Hugh Jackson. Trey wants to know if this is really the real Coach Hugh Jackson. Every time you pop in there, we wonder. So let us know, buddy. Let us know if you are the real Coach Hugh Jackson. And how are things going, by the way?
Right.
Jonathan Taylor, Saquon, and then not another running back until the 10th round in Khalil Herbert. Whew. I mean, only 3 running backs on their board, but let's take a look at their wide receivers. They got T. Higgins, DK Metcalf, DJ Moore in Chicago. Just thought I'd throw that part out there. Terry McLaurin, Jackson Smith and Jigbu, George Pickens. Rounding off with Deshaun Watson as their quarterback. What do you think, buddy?
I love the 1-2, man. Any half PPR draft I'm in, if I can get Jonathan Taylor and Saquon Barkley, that was actually the 2 running backs I was targeting last year in half PPR. And I think this year, I still think they're great targets. I really like that as the 1-2. I think, not getting another one and getting Khalil Herbert and having not enough depth at running back. But, running back gets hurt, and that's what the waiver wire is for. Somebody else's running back gets hurt, you grab their backup quick, you get that waiver priority, and you'll be just fine. I mean, solid wide receivers with T. Higgins, DK Metcalf, DJ Moore. DJ Moore is my 3rd wide receiver. I don't hate at all. I don't want him as my 1 or 2, but as my number 3, I'm not mad at that. And then, you know, just getting some other guys just in case. I mean, stacked up on the wide receivers there.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, you know, maybe Deshaun Watson steps up. Maybe Russell Wilson steps up. I probably would have looked a different direction for one of those guys just in case to get a little bit more of balance on my team, maybe like a Derek Carr, just in case. But it's a solid team, in my opinion. I just think it needs a little bit of more running backs on the bench.
For sure. Absolutely. Let's keep it going. Let's move it along. Team 10 took Travis Kelce, Nick Chubb, Kenneth Walker, Amari Cooper, Michael Pittman, Kyle Pitts. What are you thinking about this team, buddy?
So you know how I feel about Kyle Pitts, obviously, but that's okay because you can get a better tight end on the waiver wire any time of the week. No problems. You just go out there, pick you any of them. Nick Chubb, Kenneth Walker, I really like that at the running back. Got some Zeke in case he lands somewhere. Probably would have grabbed maybe one or two more running backs just to kind of fill out my bench, you know, and see what I look like. The wide receivers scare me quite a bit. Amari Cooper, Michael Pittman, Tyler Lockett. I know Amari Cooper should be solid with Deshaun Watson, but, you know, they got Elijah Moore. They got a couple more pieces over there. Donovan Peoples-Jones has had a better connection with Watson, so that scares me a little bit as my one. And Michael Pittman and Tyler Lockett, I mean, both of these guys, you know, obviously have proven themselves at some point, but have also fallen off at some point. So it does scare me a little bit there. Dak Prescott as my quarterback, I'm never going to hate on that. I think especially with a single quarterback league, Dak Prescott is not going to destroy you. May not win you your weeks, but he shouldn't lose you your weeks. So, yeah, I mean, I think this is all around kind of just a mid-tier team right there in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Mid-tier sounds about right.
I'm sorry. Kyle Pitts was his second tight end. Took Travis Kelce first. So, yeah. Cool with that. Just drop Kyle Pitts and pick up another running back, and this team will definitely boost.
Yeah, because they got Kelce. They got Nick Chubb. My only worry with Nick Chubb is last year he kind of gassed out towards the end of the season, you know? He was just killing it first half of the season, but when you really need to step it up towards the end, he really wasn't doing it. But in Nick Chubb, I trust 100%. I would take Nick Chubb at the 2-3 any day of the week. Kenneth Walker, again, like I said, the Seahawks scares me a little bit, what the Seahawks are doing over there. Now, Amari Cooper, I think, is solid. I know you say you're a little worried with the Deshaun Watson. Look, this guy is good no matter whoever's throwing the ball, man. And there's not a lot of competition around him for wide receivers. So he's definitely the number one. He's definitely going to get the targets.
The one thing the way I would say it is I would want Amari Cooper to be my second wide receiver on my team, not the first wide receiver I draft. But, you know, you got Travis Kelce, Nick Chubb, and Kenneth Walker. So you took the big dogs early. And there wasn't a lot of great wide receivers left. I mean, Deebo Samuel went right before Amari Cooper. I probably would have led that way. But post Amari Cooper, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins was still on the board. I probably would have reached there, you know.
That's who I grabbed.
and even probably Calvin Ridley over Amari Cooper. But other than that, you know, I would probably start looking for Amari Cooper after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. Overall though, not a bad team at all. I could see this being a playoff team.
Definitely.
With a little bit of love, just a little bit of love.
A little bit of love and a little bit of luck.
Moving on. We got Rory DeGreat, his team starting off Stephon Diggs. I don't know if Stephon Diggs is a first-round draft pick anymore. What do you think?
Yeah, man. You know, I still think he's a second-round draft pick, but in half PPR, I don't know if he's first-round ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's at least four wide receivers after him I probably would have looked for first. You know, like a A.J. Brown, a CeeDee Lamb, an Amon-Ra. And Davante Adams. I still think you got a steal with DeAndre Hopkins in the fourth round, to be honest. I think a lot of people passed on him and they probably shouldn't have.
Yeah. I think so too, man. My first wide receiver off the board. I like it. They got Josh Allen in the third. You know, when these half PPR, PPR leagues, you know, a lot of times you're going to have to, grab those more elite guys in the third or fourth round, maybe even the second, just depends on how the board's falling. So I know you're not super big on Josh Allen as your quarterback this year, but, he's definitely elite when you need him to be.
Definitely.
Deebo, I think Deebo does good. Brock Purdy gets in there, throws him the ball. I think the 49ers are pretty much, I think Brock Purdy's the answer, right?
Yeah, I mean, he has to be. I feel like if this team does anything else, they are hurting themselves. But real quick, I just want to say, you know, this team, I feel like there's an elephant in the room, and it's the running backs. You know, this is a half PPR, so you kind of want to lean more running back heavy. Oof. And he's got Javonte Williams, Tyler Algier, Kareem Hunt, and Fournette. Two of these guys really aren't even startable any week of the year. And Javonte, we don't know about his health. Algier is probably behind Bijan almost definitely. So the running back room almost kills this team for me. The receivers are stacked, maybe in more of a PPR format instead of half PPR. I would lean more towards liking this team, but the running backs just kill this team for me.
Oh yeah, 100%. Javonte Williams might be ready for week one, maybe, hopefully. Tyler Algier, they got Bijan there, like you said. Fournette doesn't even have a team, and I don't think Kareem Hunt has a team either. I mean, Kareem Hunt's a free agent too, ain't he?
I believe so. I mean, if he's still on the Browns, it's just for paperwork reasons.
Yeah, so we don't know where any of these guys are going to fall. Who knows? Maybe they fall into someplace, become the number one, or somebody gets hurt or something. That's the only way, but you're 100% right. Running backs are killing this team. Let's get to the last one. We got Marvis, Derrick Henry at the 112, which I love. I love that Derrick Henry is falling, because you know what? When he falls, I'm going to scoop him up. Then he took A.J. Brown, Mark Andrews, who you don't really like as much this year, and then Joe Mixon goes, which honestly, I think Joe Mixon might be a steal in the fourth round, honestly, because look, they got rid of P. Ryan. There's nobody else that's going to be the guy. I think they maybe have a rookie there to back him up just in case. But Joe Mixon's going to get work. They've done nothing but make that O-line better, and Joe Mixon's going to run behind it. Joe Mixon didn't even he ran good when they didn't have a great O-line. You know what I mean? So
Exactly. This team, I think, is pretty stacked at the running back. As long as Alvin Kamara doesn't get suspended, Henry, Mixon, Kamara, that's a scary force. Just picture you standing up against those three guys in the room. I mean, that terrifies me. A.J. Brown, Drake London, Marquise Brown. A.J. Brown, Drake London, I love at my wide receiver position. And then you got a couple guys down there that you can probably compete with Marquise Brown, like a Rashad Bateman, Jordan Addison, maybe rookie for Minnesota, and then Wandale Robinson, depending on how he works as new quarterback. So all of these things I like. Also got him some Aaron Rodgers in the 11th round. Definitely a steal, in my opinion. Sure. I mean, Daniel Jones and Russell Wilson went before Aaron Rodgers. You stole Aaron Rodgers here. Oof. And DJ Chark in the 14th round, I think, is massive value, man.
Yeah, good flex spot, and maybe even more. We don't know how that's going to go over there yet. So I agree with the DJ Chark for sure.
This looks more like a me team, minus Mark Andrews. I'm just not really feeling that vibe.
It does look like a you team.
But I do like this team a lot.
Yeah, it looks like a you team last year.
Right.
It's keeping the Mark Andrews, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was fun. That was a good time, buddy. I love drafting. I could draft all year long, and we're going to until the season starts. Guys, don't forget to go over to fourthandflex.com and get you a coffee mug, get you a shirt, get you a hat. Take a picture of you wearing that bad boy. Hey, man, we might even just throw it up and say, look at our dude over here. So get you some merch, man. Go to our website or down in the description. It's also down in the description below. Great show, buddy. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, just if you guys like these drafts and you like our show, make sure you hit that like button. It really helps us. Also, please subscribe to the channel. You know, we're trying to get our numbers up so we can reach out to more people. On top of that, hit the notification bell if you want to see more of our drafts and all of our videos about fantasy football. And if you want to be in one of our drafts, it's not hard. All you have to do is email us, you know, hit us up on Facebook, whatever you want to do. We'll put you in there. You know, we're not below letting anybody come in and test out a draft with us. I mean, everybody needs help, and that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. Absolutely, buddy. Facebook user says, you are doing really well. Thank you, Facebook user. We appreciate you. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
And you know what time it is? Peace.
O'clock.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.